expects the Catholic leaders to penetrate ever more deeply into the doctrine of the Holy Eucharist with special reference to the mystery of the Church. Notice what we are being told. Pope Paul VI honestly looked forward to a wonderful restoration of liturgical experience in the Catholic Church. But the one means by which he particularly expected his liturgical restoration to take place for the obvious benefit of the people of God. The one means he especially anticipated was that the Catholic leaders, who are they? The bishops and the theologians, would penetrate ever more deeply into the doctrine of the Holy Eucharist. Most people are sheep. Most people are followers. Most people are learners. But the Church must have shepherds, must have teachers, must have those whose both natural mental capacity and their state of office gives them gifts to penetrate into the meaning of what we believe. This was then Paul VI's hope, is now the hope of John Paul II. What is it that the leaders of the Church, I repeat, the bishops and scholars, theologians, and biblical teachers, they'll penetrate ever more deeply into the mystery of the Holy Eucharist? Because we need guidance. And let me tell you, it is here especially, how well I know, it is here especially that the Church so desperately needed, past tense, since the Second Vatican Council, and needs now, desperately needs leadership. Leadership among the bishops, leadership among the Church's scholars, to penetrate ever more clearly and deeply and intelligently into the faith once and for all revealed by Jesus Christ. Maybe spend a few minutes here before we close this class. We've touched on this before, but it cannot be repeated too often. There is such a thing as development of doctrine. What is development of doctrine? Development of doctrine is the growing understanding by the Church of what Christ had once and for all revealed by the end of the first Christian century. And among the mysteries of faith that have marvelously developed is the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. But it better be authentic, honest to God, Catholic development, based on God's revealed word, based on the Church's teaching over the centuries. And this, I have no hesitation in saying, is the heart of the crisis in the Catholic Church today. So much wasted scholarship. So much wasted intelligence. In doing what? Instead of penetrating into the meaning and the depth of Christ's revealed truths. That intelligence being used to undermine, undercut, question, doubt, even deny what Christ had revealed. As I said in our opening teleconference, which this semester is on the Eucharist, two leaders among the destroyers of the true faith in the real presence. What agony to say it. The Jesuit Karl Rahner and the Dominican Edward Slobeck. Page after page, learned, very learned, undermining, undercutting what Christ had revealed and the Church has taught for 20 centuries. Is it any wonder I tell people that so many people no longer genuflect before the tabernacle or kneel during Mass? Who in his right mind would genuflect before a piece of bread? Either your faith tells you that's Jesus Christ, or you won't even pay the most basic respect towards what you may still call the Holy Eucharist, unless you believe and your mind confirms your belief by understanding this is Jesus Christ. And with that, suppose we take our break, if you don't mind, a 10-minute break for the next class on the papacy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. See you in 10 minutes.